teach, Paul, but how do you teach a group to sort of be unflappable? How can you do that?
Well, there's a lot of pieces that go to that. Experience is one of them, and experience in the good and the bad, and living through it. So recognize it. You know what? There are momentum shifts in every game. And it's not the change of momentum that gets you in trouble, because that has it's your reaction to it. It's the mistake that you make after it gets to even, not really the mistakes that got you to even, where you change your mindset. The other team gets paid too. They have an opportunity to do some things. So simple hockey, right? That's what we're trying to get to. Those are the times where it's just out and in, and the shifts are short and all the checks are finished, and you take that 5 minutes of a moment and you get the game to flat again, and then you just control it like that.
Is that where you really lean on the veteran group to sort of help the youngsters out in that regard?
Well, so the easy answer to that one's yes. But what you find with that is that's a tougher thing sometimes for those guys. It's harder for the veterans, to be honest, than it is for the kids, because they feel responsible, right? They as much as anything, they want to win the game too, and they have a tendency to take too much on. I it's a bigger challenge. It's not the kids in this, and I'm not placing blame on it, on our veterans, but it's a bigger challenge for them because they feel it. It's a good bunch of guys, right? They're trying to make the playoffs in October. It's like we're playing the deciding game every night, and when it got away from us, we're carrying too much weight. We got to play harder, compete harder, but we got to do it through relaxing and playing the game, and occasionally breathing. Right? You gotta take one in every once in a while and hit the reset button and go out and play.
Are you suggesting then that your team maybe needs to work a little harder on the mental side than the X's and O's?
Mistakes are happening. I mean, that's a standard, right? You're always trying to teach and get the reads faster. The faster you make the reads, the faster your team looks. But yeah, I mean, we just got to play a hockey game absolutely as hard as we can, no less for sure, but no more either, right? You're only playing one game at a time. All those old cliches, there's a reason for it, but they're carrying too much for me. But there's some pieces of our game that need some intensity improvement. That's a fact as well.
Considering some personnel changes too, Paul, are you going to go into it all?
Yeah, Ken, I need to see you.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk to you tomorrow, because you never know if somebody's going to get sick here in this crowd. So
it's fair.
Yeah,
fair.
We'll consider it.
Can you share an alternating plan with us at all? Or what
yeah, Helly's Helly's going in tomorrow.
Why is it a good time for him to get in
there? Like Steve said, I have enough. I mean, He made some great, great saves in that game, last game, and he's not getting a lot of breaks around him in front of the net either. So Helly goes in. It's the right time.
Just maintenance today for Buff and Wheels?
Correct.
Okay.